it is the outcome of the technical assessment mission that went to Mali. This planning conference, just to look at all the dimensions of the impending deployment, and then look at them, evaluate them, and see from the planning point of view, make sure that all the elements are included so that a report can be prepared that will now go to the Committee of Civil Defense, which will also take place in Bamako, so that this way there will be a holistic look at all the dimensions of the impending deployment so that they can address them. And I need to add that apart from the ECOWAS staff, there will also be elements from the units to be deployed, colleagues from the African Union, the EU, and the United Nations working together to look at this and then agree on some parameters that will address the issues that are likely to face the force and the issues that will make the force much more effective in delivering on the mandate when they get deployed.
Does that mean that the standby force will also need the backing of the Security Council to give its green light before this standby force is deployed, the decision of the Malian government to invite the ECOWAS standby force in?
Yeah, there are two elements that I want to quickly respond to in relation to your question. One of them has to do with the Security Council mandate, which is what we have been asking for. And the Security Council has been asking us to clarify certain issues relating to the impending deployment. We have been working on those. We're hoping that this time around we'll be able to address all the issues that will enable the Security Council to respond positively to the ECOWAS request. That is on one hand. Secondly, the issue of the request of Mali. We are hoping that will come as quickly as possible, because that also, you see, Mali has a government that will recognize in place. So when you need to have a standby force come in to assist and support them to restore their territorial integrity, to reinforce the Malian armed forces, to build their capacity, and then to be able to provide an environment that will be conducive for humanitarian support to be provided for those who have been displaced by the events in Mali.
There are suggestions that France has said that they will support any possible military deployment or military action in Mali. Have you received that news, and what kind of support are you looking forward to?
Well, I think that news is a welcome news. There are indications that we have received positive indications that our partners and the other very influential members of the international community are willing to support this deployment. And we are gladdened by it, because it means that we can go ahead and set our preparations in motion, conscious that we have the support of the international community, and the international community will be able to support us to fill some of the gaps we are likely to have in the deployment.